instead of 7, or their time instead of 7 o'clock, instead of 8 o'clock. Yeah, we're talking about time zones, guys. If you guys heard that part, sometimes you guys hear it. Yeah, this is the Rad Reality Show, and my phone lines suck right now. So if you're going to be calling into the show, Alan, you better get up here now, because I don't know if I'm going to have you guys get a chance. But anyways, we got Ben, we got Paul going to be calling in. We have so much going on, guys. So I'm going to play some music real quick. I'm going to play a quick little song to get us get going, and we'll be right back. To the show, guys. Our caller still hasn't called in. Ben, where the fuck is your caller? Gosh darn it.
She's supposed to call right at 9:30, which I told her 6:30 her time.
Well, it's 6:30. Where is she? If you can't tell, I'm a little grumpy tonight. My net's been terrible. Paul, you're with us?
Yes.
Paul, what's good?
Hey, Ben.
How are you?
Paul, you sound like you're a little slow over there. Have you been looking at Carissa's photos?
Yes, I have.
Ah, I was wondering because you seem a little slow over there. you guys, are you hearing in the background my Cubs game?
Your what?
Not why I'm gonna... Okay, good. The television. I'm closer to my internet thing before I can jump on it, because I tell you, the show's going to be sucky if the net does like it's been doing for the past hour. But so I was just wondering if you heard my Cubs game, because the Cubs are on and everything. So we're waiting for our models to call in. Models, they're never on time. I know I have a great friend that's a model. They're never on time. And
yeah, well, they have busy schedules. They're jetting all over the world, and they're doing their thing.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to take this.
She's at a car show.
No, Ben.
She's
a model. She's not getting tonight.
We
set this up in advance. I'm just playing with her, but I've been with a model before, and yeah.
I know.
I mean,
I've seen some of the pictures.
I
think Paul's got the rest of the pictures locked up in his big safe somewhere, you know?
Of who? Of Chris's?
You and your model friends.
No, I'm talking about Corey. I mean, I hang with Corey all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and her model friends and everything. So I know how a model's lifestyle is and everything. But punctuality has never been... And punctuality is never a good thing for a model. Oh, no, she might hurt that one because she just got on the phone line.
Uh-oh, you're going to have some answering to do.
Well, what is the Labor Day? That I would do rather than that.
Guess who's on radio?
Yeah, being unpunctual. Or did the booker tell you to call in 3 minutes or after?
Listen, it's always fashionably late. Okay, 3 minutes is 3 minutes too early.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. I'm
just kidding. I love you guys so much.
I know Corey.
Thank you so much for having me tonight again on the show and giving me a 30-minute spa. You guys are so amazing. And It's a blessing to be on your show tonight.
It's a reality show. Wait. It's Ron.
You guys, meaning Ben and Ron Rad. It's a dual team, no?
Ben's just
Paul's out there, too.
No, it's
the Rad reality show. Not the Ben reality show. I'm just playing around.
Ron Rad, I love you. You're such an amazing, amazing human being, seriously.
Wait, how much beer have you got in your body tonight? Or how much
Zero. No, I'm saying as far as, like, my adrenaline, because I got to shoot tomorrow for my press kit for my music stuff. I'm like, wow, it's such a blessing to be on the phone with Ron Rad.
Nice.
Yeah. Come on.
Well, tell us about your music career.
The music career, it's off to an amazing start. It's been a year and a half in the making. We finally created a style for myself as far as what image we're trying to put out. I created my first single that we're hoping to release in the fall. It's very pop, American / Euro feeling. The beats that we have gotten are from Australia, Denmark, Greece, and so on and so forth. But long story short, it's American / Euro, and you got somebody who's representing the United States / Boston, New Hampshire, West Coast, and bringing it like no other, because I'm bringing sexy back.
Nice.
Corey calling. My friend Corey, Leanne, she was on the show Rock of Love, and she also does modeling, and
I remember Corey from Rock of Love.
Yeah, and she does modeling and music, and you two should talk sometime. I should get you guys to call in together one time.
Definitely.
She's been busy definitely doing music right now, too, I got a question for you. What did you want to do more when you were a young kid? Did you want to be a model, or did you want to be a pop singer, or did you want to act? Because you've done all three. You're a trifecta, ain't you, pretty much?
Yes. You know, in my life, like, I've always looked at life. Like, since I was 3 years old, man, I was like, I want to be an entertainer. Whatever it is that God blesses me with as far as to do, I'm going to do. And I've been so blessed being in L.A. to be able to sing, to act, to model, to spokesmodel, travel pretty much the world and do what it is that I love. But my true passion is singing, and I am waiting for the fall to come around, because the chance for me to actually get out, to have the opportunity to put out my single, do radio, perform, and present what it is that God is blessing me with as far as my gift is beyond a blessing. So my true passion is singing.
So Ben, I know you got questions asked, so go for it.
You can ask me whatever you want.
First off, I know you said you're at a car show tonight. Okay.
In Long Beach. It wasn't a car show. It was Spocom, which is kind of an alternative to Hot and Fortnite. They do shows all over the United States, just like Hot and Fortnite does. And it's basically where the models get together and they have booths set up. They have fashion shows and so on and so forth to take pictures with their fans, to also to sign autographs. And, you know, it's a blessing because fans come out and they support, and it's great.
Nice.
Hey, now I got a question then on top of that. So is there another model there with you, or is there some other people there with you?
You know what? There is the most amazing people here with me right now. We just came to eat. I have Gabriella, the most amazing Brazilian woman to hit the face of L.A. She has her own production company. She has a new artist coming out. You guys better look out for her. Jasmine, who is being released very soon. She signed a Sony record. She's amazing. This young, talented lady you have to look out for. And then also I have Tiffany, which is another amazing, talented young lady. She's not a singer, a model, an artist, or anything like that, but she's a software engineer, and she is beyond a beautiful creature, human blessing to grace this earth in L.A. But I want to put Gabby on the line for 1 second just to represent her artist. She has her own production company. She's out here in L.A., and she's doing what she's doing. And beyond a blessing, you have to hear about her new artist. And she's going on tour with Justin Bieber. So all you people listening.
Wait. She's going on tour with Justin Bieber?
No, that was Tiffany. Sorry. She's not going on tour with Justin Bieber. It's she's going on tour in the upcoming fall, but Justin Bieber right now is on tour, and she's in the same genre as Justin Bieber. So all the ladies that love Justin Bieber, the same thing. Like, you need to look out for this girl, Jasmine. She's a beautiful, talented, and amazing lady. Yes. Gabby's being shy right now. I'm not going to put her on the spot. But anyways, I love people that surround me. I love my blessings in life, and I love being in L.A., and I love you, Ron Rat, and I love you. You know who you are, Mr. Ben. Get on the phone right now. Get on. Because I love you. I love you. Anyways, so it's such a blessing to do what I do, and I love in life, and I love just creating happiness and continuing.
Here's a question for you.
Yes.
Wait. I have to make a joke here before we do it.
Yes, make a joke. Blah, blah, blah.
go get yourself some drinks.
So hyped up off of working today. It was amazing.
No, I'm talking about the people in the chat room. The people in the chat room, every time she says the word love, take a drink. It'd be a great drink.
There you go.
Okay, go ahead, Ben. Ask the question.
So, were you recently in Dubai?
Yes.
I saw that somewhere.
Did you see it on E! Entertainment? Oh, on Twitter, okay. Bride Magazine. The number one bridal magazine in the world. It came out this past Wednesday, which is July 14th. I have a beautiful spread. My dress is provided by Brides by Lisa over in Los Angeles, California. And, I mean, to go from, like, doing, like, bikini modeling and, you know, lingerie and so on and so forth and the music thing, and then to actually have a spread, like, in Bride Magazine, like,
cool.
Wow.
So my question is, are you single or are you a bride?
You know what? I am so happy in my life. I'm going to leave it at that. I am so happy.
Me?
So that means you're taken, but you're not going to say it because you want to pretend like you're not. Because I know how it is.
No, there's no pretending nothing. I am so happy. Like, I truly am. Like, tomorrow's never promised. So I look at every day as a blessing. And where I am right now in my life, I am so happy. I have beautiful friends around me. I have great company. I have great fans that support me and truly, like, follow me. And aside from that, I have a beautiful life. I truly, truly do. And I'm so mad at you, Ben, that you didn't come out to the show in Boston and see me
I know,
at the car
we
show.
Tried.
So
we
mad
tried.
At you.
No, believe me.
I know you did. I know the roads are blocked down and blah, blah, blah.
Something, yeah. It turned out somebody had wrecked their motorcycle up near the gate, I guess.
I know.
And
yeah.
They completely blocked the highway that we came in down. They said we could go around and come in the south side, which is like a 30-mile detour, and at that point we just
started
going to the beach. And,
but you know what, Ben? You know, if you really like somebody and you wanted to see them, you would.
Exactly. He could have walked. He could have walked miles to get to the car show.
No, I could have.
Paul, what do you think about that?
It was only about 8 miles away, too. It was only about 8 miles. I could have walked in about 3 hours. So.
Exactly. You could have walked mountains, like, to get there, but she chose not to, so you missed out.
I know, and I was horrified. I was horrified.
In Boston, and you let a close road.
Ron, you know me. You know me. You know I was
unless
something horrible, you know?
Yeah.
And it was horrible. Yeah. I mean, I guess the guy on the bike was fine. Well, I think he went to a hospital.
I mean, you know, he might not have been okay, but you know what? Hopefully now, by the grace of God, he is okay. So we'll just say a prayer for him, and hopefully everything worked out for him.
Yeah, yeah. I think read that he was injured. He went to the hospital, but he's fine, you know?
Okay.
But, you know, I should have just like stolen a bicycle and bicycled my way there, you know. When's the next time you're coming back to New Hampshire? Probably not for a year.
I don't know. I'm leaving. Okay, this weekend I'm in New Jersey. I'm doing Hot Import Nights, another car show out there for July 23rd and 24th. I'll be out there. So you guys, if you're in New Jersey or you got any friends out there, just tell them to hit me up on my Twitter or my Facebook or a personal email. I will make sure they're taken care of. And then from there, I have a show that I'm doing, two shows I'm doing that night hosting two clubs. I don't know the names of the clubs yet. My itinerary gets sent to me the day before I'm hosting the parties. And then the following weekend, I'm in Miami, so Homestead, Florida, come down, support. And, you know, like, honestly, like, I appreciate, like, you guys so much for having me on the show and always showing your love and support. And, you know, Maxim's, like, loving the votes that my East Coast people are showing, and especially you, Ben, and Ron Rad, posting it on your Facebook page. It's about supporting me to make it to the top 10 finalists. Like, it's such a blessing.
And, you know, there's other people I know that are listening in, and I can't believe they're not calling in. But, you know, they're supporting too. You got to give a shout out to Alan the Cop. You know who he is. He's the guy that called in. Give him a shout
out. I love Alan.
I bet he's out there listening, looking at your pictures and listening to you.
I'm just giving a big shout out to Alan. Thank you so much for being a part of my life. Thank you so much for bringing what you do to the table, and continue to follow your blessings, follow your dreams, and do what you do, because tomorrow is never promised, and the people that have you in your life, it's such a blessing, and it's such a positive influence, and you are an amazing guy.
Somebody's asking, what place are you in now?
I am in L.A. I'm in Los Angeles, California.
No, no,
I am
no.
At lunch.
What place are you in Maxima?
You know what? I'm in the top 100, from 10,000 down to 100. I don't know where I stand. They don't let it be known. All I know is next month, August, September edition of Maxim Grease, I have a 6-page spread coming out. To all my fans, if you call in, I promise you personally, I will send you a personalized magazine from Maxim Grease, autographed by me. Call into the show. Give Ron Rad the information. Give Ben the information. I will give them all. I will make sure they have a personalized Maxim from Grease by me personally.
What
if they continue to vote for me till August 1st. You vote for me till
Let's
August 1st,
Let's
make me the top 10. Yes.
I have an idea. Let's do this.
What's the idea?
Let's not do it tonight. We'll bring
okay.
you back after the end of this month and everything.
Okay.
And what I want you to do is sign about 10 of them, and you can just send them to me.
I'm going to send you, Rod Rad, a box, because I have so much love for you. Whatever you decide to do with them is what you decide to do. But I'm telling all the fans that are listening, everyone that's listening via internet, Ron Rad's got a box.
Yeah.
There you go.
And I'll mail them out to people that want them. And
yeah,
I'll,
absolutely.
I had to pay a little shipping on it, but, you know.
I got that. I got the shipping. I got the shipping taken care of.
Okay, that's cool, though.
That's me,
yeah,
personally, from Carissa Rosario.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so, I mean, we'll
let that be known. Okay.
Yeah,
so.
And make sure you vote. That's the key thing.
Every day. Vote every day. You can vote every day.
Every day.
Paul will be posting the link in the chat room.
Oh, wait. Paul's good. Paul, talk. You're over there. I know. You're so good. I was just getting ready to ask him to put the link in the chat room, and there he goes.
There it is. See?
Paul, how are you doing?
Hi, Carissa. I'm letting the fellas.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm letting the fellas get it out of their system before I talk. So we're hearing some background noise. You're calling from a party or something?
No, I'm coming from Los Angeles car show. We're now at lunch. I'm with my two most amazing girlfriends here in LA. I have Gabby, who has her own production company, and I have Tiffany, who's an engineering software major. Like, they're both beautiful human beings and positive people that are in my life, and I'm just having some lunch, and I wanted to make sure that I spread the news to all of you amazing people over there on the East Coast.
Carissa, it shows in your bio on the hotties that you're now in Hollywood. How long have you lived out there?
I've been out here for 5 years.
And before that, were you from the East?
I was in Florida. No, I was in Florida. I went to Florida State.
And how then are the Patriots your favorite team?
I grew up in Boston. Come on.
Going way back now.
I am a huge Patriots fan.
So you're
originally a New England gal.
You're a Patriots fan and you're a fan.
Yes, I went to Winnicunnett. I am a huge Patriots fan.
Same high school as me.
State fan.
rather than...
Yes, absolutely, you know, hands down. Like, no one can change me over to be a Raiders fan or a,
you know what?
Or a Chargers fan.
No, listen to me. I lost my freaking hair because of Florida State. I hate Florida State.
Right? Well, I don't, so shut up.
I'm a Notre Dame fan. I'm a Notre Dame fan. And I lost my hair because Florida State beat Notre Dame one bowl, and I bet my hair for it. And God.
You know what's funny is I was there. I was there during that bowl.
Hi.
Probably so. I mean, no, it's all good. But you know what? My Bears did beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl, so that makes it up for it.
Anyways, exactly. I'm a huge Patriots fan, like ride or die. If I live in L.A., if I live in Texas, if I live in Hawaii, I love my New England team, the Celtics, representing the green. My Patriots, I'm representing the red, white, and blue. And my Red Sox, I'm representing the right Sox called red.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one because I'm a Cubs fan. And I hate that other Sox team, even though I tend
right,
to
the White Sox? Yeah, the White Sox, Chicago, we ain't messing with that.
Yeah, I don't care about the White Sox, but I'm a Cubs fan. So,
Here's a little twist. Ron might not have been aware of something.
Yes.
You starred in a movie.
Yes, I did.
I know what movie it is, too. Can I guess it? Can I guess the movie?
Yeah, go ahead and guess it.
I don't know. I starred in two movies that were, like, so 5 years ago, but go ahead. You can announce them.
I know them. Let me guess them. Are you ready?
Okay,
let
go
Ron
for it.
To guess them.
People in the chat room, I'm going to be able to answer this question because I know this answer. The first one she starred in 2005, it was called Ride or Die.
Yes, and it's a spinoff for from Ride Sweet, Die Slow with
right.
The girl from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. What's her name? Yes, and Stacey Dash was in that, the original. It was a spinoff from that. Yeah.
And the second movie, and I definitely saw this movie. No, I definitely saw this movie. And it's one funny movie. It's Miss B's Hair Salon.
And that's a spinoff from Tatiana Ali's, the original Miss B's Hair Salon. They did a part two, and I was in that movie. So... where they say everybody gets their start somewhere, everybody gets their start somewhere. So you know, I wouldn't recommend going to see it. I'm not.
Here's a question for you.
Yes.
Well, actually, it's more for Ron.
Yes.
Do you know who her co-star was in Ride or Die?
Yes, I do.
Ron?
I do know this.
Do you know Tiny Lister?
Nope.
Zeus from Friday, the movie Friday.
Debo.
Debo.
Yes, that was the co-star.
But do you know who else she co-starred
with,
Ron?
Who?
What?
Who?
Do you remember a show called Joe Millionaire?
Yes, Joe Millionaire.
And do you remember who was the runner-up?
Yes, I do.
And she was your co-star, was she not?
She sure was.
We had dinner.
Do you know that,
yes.
Ron?
Sarah Koester.
Sarah Koester, yeah.
Sarah Koester, the blonde chick, yep.
And her name in the character was Anne-Marie, and Anne-Marie's in the chat room.
Anne-Marie's in the chat room?
Yeah, she's always in the chat room.
Our Anne-Marie.
Our Anne-Marie is Tank Gage. It's her son's handle.
Right, but that's not Sarah Koester.
Oh, she's gone now.
No, I'm joking. I was being joking. I was making a joke. Hey, where are you eating at? Are you eating?
We are at Stanley's in Los Angeles, California, on Ventura Boulevard.
Okay, so there's a little plug for the restaurant.
There you go.
Hey, I'm plugging Stanley's, so they owe me some bread. I'm just kidding.
So
some bread out of that.
Right?
What are you eating?
What is it?
I am eating the most amazing salad. It's called the walnut salad. It has grilled chicken, asparagus, carrots, honey walnuts, and mixed greens.
That sounds good. The only reason I'm asking these questions is because I saw people in the chat room.
Come on, guys. Get in the chat room. Call in. I would love to talk to you. Let me tell you everything that's going on. Let me just tell you about Maxim Grease. My issue that's coming out next month, it's the August-September edition. They're so excited to have me in it. They're giving me the centerfold, which on top of that is a 6-page spread. The photographer on it, Arthur St. John, incredible. He's worked for Maxim UK, Maxim US, Maxim all across the world. He shot me the picture that you see from Bride Magazine, he also shot me in. He is incredible. You can Google him, Arthur St. John, or go to his website, www.arthur.st.john.com. Insane photographer, one of the best here in LA. He shot me for the Maxim Grease thing. And then on top of that, if you guys haven't checked out Aqua Couture swimwear line, I'm a spokesmodel for Aqua Couture, AQUA Couture.com. One of the most amazing swimwear lines. And anything you guys need or want, you can hit me up via Facebook or via my personal email. And I can get you guys anything you need. I am such a people person. I'm such a people, like, fan and so on and so forth. And I love my fans and I support them so much across the whole world. And I love you, Ron Rad, and I love you, Ben, for having me on the show to just let them know everything that's going on.
You know what? We love you, too. We really do.
No, thank you so much for having me on tonight. I really do. I appreciate it so much.
You're a sweetheart. And definitely before the end of the month, we're going to get you back on.
Yes, I would love to.
But you're Big Brother right now. It's such a big thing going on.
No, I know. Big Brother is a big deal. And, you know, I'm a little fish in a big pond. But, hey, when I make it to number one, watch out.
Wait.
Yeah.
And I definitely want to get you and Corey. I think you and Corey would be an interesting conversation because you guys are doing.
Oh, I love Corey from Rock of Love.
Don't say that. You're gonna.
No, I love her in the sense of she's a very positive woman.
No. I'm saying that because she listens to the show and then she's gonna hear it and then she's gonna get a bigger head than she already is.
Well, you know what, Corey? Keep rocking that big head because you deserve it. You're an amazing woman. Keep doing what you do. You did great on the show. And you know what? Tell Ron Rad, I got it.
No, listen. I'm going to play a clip before you go. Okay, you ready?
What's up, it's your girl, Corey Leanne, from Gracie Dane and Rock and Roll 2, and you're listening to my best friend, Ron Rad, on
See, I mean, and soon we'll be having.
How are you gonna do that and not play my drop? You're gonna play Corey's drop and not play Carissa's drop? Hold on, let me tell everybody what they're listening into. What's up? It's your girl Carissa, aka Carissa Hollywood. I am top 100 semifinalist in the Maxim Hometown Hotties 2010 competition from 10,000 down to 100. I am number 4 when you pull the link up on your page. White Bikini, Carissa Hollywood. Click on the link, click vote. I need to be number 1. I got mad support over on the East Coast, West Coast, you name it, mid-states, and so on and so forth. So please, whatever you do, vote for Carissa. I got 2 weeks left. You can vote every day until August 1st. www.max.com. Click on Hometown Hotties.
No, listen to me, Jay. I'm going to drop you for the rest of the week. So
thank you so much.
I don't have them tonight because my internet, before the show, my internet decided to take a poop on me.
And then I
didn't get a chance to go do it. But you know what? You know what? In 2 minutes, I'm going to switch over subjects. And I don't think you watch Big Brother, right?
Of course I would watch Big Brother. I love Big Brother.
Okay.
Can I stay on the line?
Listen to me. No, listen to me, okay? I know you called Cowboy, who was on Big Boy.
It's her birthday.
Okay. Anyway, what I was going to do to kick you off the show and to say goodbye to you, my chat room has spoken. You have been evicted from the show tonight. Sorry.
You don't have to be sorry for anything. I say thank you to both of you for having me on the show. I wish more people would call in because I love to talk to everybody. Don't be intimidated. Call in. I love you guys. Watch my video.
I don't think that you say the switchy time. My Sunday show is like a flip-flop time right now because I'm trying to fit it in where everyone can listen to it because Big Brother is on the West Coast at a different time than the East Coast and everything. And so I wanted to make sure, you know, we get you on. Now we got you.
Absolutely.
We got some plug for you. And we're going to plug
you
all week. And we'll get you back on. I might try to get you on with Michelle Costa, not this coming Monday, but the next Monday, to get you to...
Yeah, you just let me know. I'm there.
You can talk a little Boston because she's from Boston, Rhode Island.
Yeah, what's up? We represent the East Coast.
Okay, guys.
Yeah. So, listen, guys, I will be in New Jersey this weekend at Englishtown, New Jersey. I got two car shows I'm doing out there, signing autographs, taking pictures. Then I'm hosting two parties, and I think Young Jock is the celebrity that's attached to the parties that I'm hosting. Please come out and support. On top of it, please continue to vote for me on www.maxim.com. Maxim's Hometown Hotties 2010. You'll see me. I'm the first row. You can't miss me. And please go out and support my magazines. I come out with Show Magazine the end of the month, July 31st. I got a 12-page spread in the limited edition Latina issue. I'm in Maxim's two-day, as we speak, the August issue with Donya Ramirez on it. You click to it. I'm sorry. You scroll through the pages. You'll see me as one of the top 100 semifinalists in Maxim.com. And just get on your computers. Tell your friends. Tell your families. Whatever it is, please continue to vote for me because I need to be number one and give all the love back to the East Coast like they're blessing me with the love.
Okay, hey guys. Thank you. And like I said, you've been evicted from the house or from the Red Reality show, and we'll see you the next time.
Absolutely. I love you guys so much. And please make sure you check out my spread next month in Maxim Grease. Anyone that wants a copy, call Ron Rad or call Ben. I'll send you a personalized copy. And Arthur St. John was a photographer. Amazing. Amazing. Check out
his spread. And Alan wanted to say... He loves you too, and everything.
And tell Alan I love him more. More.
Because
you know what? He's number one in my book.
Oh, wait. Okay. I am definitely going to hang up on you now. You just gave number one.
You know what? He's number one. You're number one, and Ben's number one. How about that? I got three number ones in my book.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
We must get here.
I can't do that.
I love all of you. You guys are so amazing. And I love Corey. I love Corey from Rock of Love. She's so amazing.
Definitely going to have you guys on the show. Cool.
Yeah, put us on together. Like, let her know she's got a fan, and hopefully I will create a fan for her.
Okay. Have a good
one. All right, you guys. Thank you so much. I love you guys, and hopefully I'll come back on next week, okay?
We'll talk to you later on.
All right. Thank you, Ben. Thanks, Ron.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Alan.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. Okay, guys. Hey! I'm so sorry that my volume went down on me, but like, there was a bug and it flew into my mouth. It flew a bug. it was like
you're all the luck.
I'm having the shittiest day today, guys. okay, so I'm gonna bring. You guys are in the chat room, and I'm trying to talk over here, and then. So try to get her off because I wanted to get Big Brother because, you know, it's Big Brother time. And I'm going to take a quick break and we'll bring up one of the people. If you guys have stuff you want to talk about with Big Brother, guys, tweet us. Tell them we're going to do for an hour a Big Brother talk. I'm going to take a quick break because I got to take something to drink.
Me too.
I'm going to try to figure out a good clip to play real quick.
Drop one of the ones I sent you.
I couldn't. I told you I was having issues with the internet. Yeah. So that's why I
played the Thunderdome one. Play Thunderdome. I love Thunderdome. I haven't heard it in a while.
No, I was going to play music for a second. Here,
let's do
this. I played that song for a reason, guys, because the Dancing Queen is the HOH. That's right, my girl Rachel. What a HOH she's been to. Hey, okay, guys, we're back, and we got one of our people. Okay, Lisa, make your freaking mind up. Turn it up or turn it down. You know, come on. Okay, anyways, we got Christina with us live now, okay?
Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
Hello, hello, hello. Okay.
Hello.
And we got Paul with us.
Hello.
Oh, there he is.
And we got Ben. Ben, I think Ben will. Ben, are you going to stay with us? Did you?
I'll stay for a little
tonight?
Bit. I got to go and bake a cake after a while, but I'm going to stay for a little bit. Yes, I was very sad on Big Brother tonight.
Wait. You're going to bake a cake?
I'm going to bake a cake, and then I'm going to leave it out in the rain.
You're going to bake a cake. Okay.
The heat got to me this weekend.
I think I played Dancing Queen not for Rachel, but for you.
For me.
For
me?
Yeah, you're going to bake a cake. Come on.
Well, it's one of those Betty Crocker, you add the water, you throw it in the microwave for 6 minutes, and it's done. You know, it's baking a cake. Microwave
okay.
cake.
Oh, come
you
on.
Know. Well, it's 104
Christina,
degrees out today. I can't rightly get this.
Is that really a cake?
Hey, they're good. You ever try them?
Yeah, Christina, I asked you a question. Is that really baking a cake?
No, that's not baking. Okay. That's microwaving cake.
You know what, guys? Is it me or is this your food competition stuff? Tonight was like, you know, I saw those fruitcakes and I'm like, I can handle fruitcake.
I would
have nuts.
Yeah,
it has fruits.
Fish, hell,
and
I love
fish sticks. And I love fish sticks. I mean, I don't think I could eat them like for longer than a week. But I mean, I would eat fruitcake in the morning, put a little butter on top of it. You know, cook it in the thing.
Well, stuff is just nasty.
I put some slop between it, make a slop fruitcake sandwich.
Oh, yuck.
Or how about if you took, like, all the vegetables, or the vegetables, the nuts and the fruit out of there and just, like, you know. You
make
can,
bread.
And,
no, they can use condiments, so why don't you put mayonnaise and then ketchup and some pickles and then put the fish sticks in it and make a sandwich.
Well, maybe
the
idea either.
Maybe the baby of the cast could cook something up. He supposedly is a good cook.
The baby?
Are you calling Brandon a baby?
I don't even know his name.
Isn't it Brandon?
Brendan?
Is he the one that's whining
Brendan?
All the time?
Wait,
the one that's whining? Oh, Brittany?
Brendan.
Brendan?
Brendan. Okay, is
Brendan?
It Brendan? Okay, so it's not Brandon.
It's not Brandon. It's not Braden. It's Brendan.
Brenda.
Like Brenda. Perfect name for him.
Oh, I thought you guys were talking about Brittany. I mean,
No, he's talking about last night.
I'm sorry. She needs to go.
No, she needs to stay.
let's stay on the subject. We'll talk Brittany in a second because Brittany does need to go. Sorry, Ben.
I love Brittany.
I'm so hate that she won the veto competition. I am so pissed off because after tonight's show, she just made me even more dislike her. I don't know who cries more, Paul.
Brendan. she's just a complaining biatch.
I agree.
Oh, the senior of the group just said that.
But Brendan.
No, I'm sorry. As a female, she is totally. I'm sorry. She's just acting like a rich little witch who thinks that she knows everything, and all the comments she made on the show were terrible. And then I went to the feeds, which I have now turned off because they were just showing her commenting on everything, and I'm just like, I don't really want to watch this. she was just sitting there going, well, you know, I really don't even like her. And, you know, and she's sitting up, she was sitting up there crying to her, please save me. And it's just like, you know,
and
what?
Today outside, she looked over, she and Monet were sitting there. She looked over at the pool and
yes.
she looked at Kristen and said, you know, from behind, she looks like an old woman. What?
What? And if you guys haven't figured this out yet, Kristen is Paul's crush this season. Just to let you
mine
know.
Mine too.
I
mean,
I
like Brittany. Kristen's the hot one.
Am I right, Paul?
I didn't put a label as a crush. I do think she's
Paul's
beautiful,
crush.
But I think she's
okay.
also probably as coming, starting off as one of the better players in the house.
Yeah, you know what? I was just getting ready to comment on that, too.
Yeah.
You know, and I know there's people that don't like this girl, but Rachel and Krista,
Kristen.
Whatever.
I know. It's okay.
Guys, just don't correct me tonight because I'm having an issue tonight anyways.
I'm sorry. I know.
Okay, here's the deal.
Only if you ask.
Those two people seem like the good people. It's kind of a little bit like, and then you have Miss Brittany and Monet over to the other side, and they're kind of like the like Paul said, bitch of the group. I mean, it's kind of funny how those two have split, you know, in the sides. And Kathy's like this. Oh my gosh. Today she was cracking me up in the HOH room with the two of them. There she lays next to them. It's like she's like the cock blocker this year of the group. Same with Matt, I think, with the other two.
Okay.
You know how last year everyone called, I think it was Ronnie, the cock blocker because he was always with Jeff and Jordan? Or,
yeah, I remember that. He was coming
into
the room.
But that wasn't going anywhere. They weren't going to do anything in the house. I mean,
no,
Rachel
when I say cock
Brendan
blocker, meaning
sit there and...
when I mean cock blocker, meaning it doesn't mean that they're going to have sex. I'm just saying that there was the third wheel. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he was always there like, when they should have been alone.
Yeah, and I know there's a lot of people that want to see everyone have their own little, you know, moments. And honestly, and I want to talk about this too. It's funny how there's two showmances, and I know one is not labeled a showmance in the house
right.
yet, but they you know their showmance is starting, and then you have Rachel, and you know in their showmance over there, and it's okay to like them both. Somewhat tonight I see that they want to, you know, other than Hayden, I think he's kind of like the one that don't want to do because he has this little thing for those other three guys. But, it's okay to like them both.
Like who?
I'm reading Alan. You guys
no,
hear?
No, I'm going to start off and say that, as much as I kind of don't like Rachel, I would rather stand her longer than I would Brittany. I mean, I didn't like them both to begin with, but, Rachel has grown on me just a bit. I think Brittany and Monet just need to go. It's just like, oh my gosh, how can you be so petty? And I don't know. I know it's a game, but you see some people's true colors come out a little bit.
It was actually starting to get pretty good yesterday, I think, and I was up quite late watching the feeds, and when Brendan started crying and whining like a little child to Rachel, the Twitter...
Hey, buddy, no, wait, listen to me.
Let me finish, but no, hush. Twitter just blew up, and people were coming out, and I didn't know people were up that late. And I'm always up late, and it's pretty quiet in Twitterland, but holy cow, they just started the tweets started flying. So I'm just saying that that has kind of started spicing up this season a bit.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with him crying a little bit. I mean, I see lots of negative talk out there about him
I'm not going to get into a discussion about this because I
No way, because you're a chicken and you don't have nothing to back it up with.
I've got plenty, but I don't want.
Say it, Paul.
I didn't say shut up, Alan.
Wait, I didn't.
Hey, Paul, what did Enzo say?
I want to know why Paul is calling him a whiner. Because
he was
cried
whining.
A little bit.
He is whining.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was whining, but he wasn't whining. He was making his feelings known. It's not fair that he has to do it over. We all watch him. I mean, who's the biggest?
Okay, if you were crying because you made a mistake.
I want these guys to speak up a little bit. Speak your mind. Come on, Paul. Tell me why he's a whiner. I mean, you can tell it to me. You don't have to hold back.
I think Sandra was riding coattails. There's no point in getting into this kind of a discussion. It's just.
Okay, so this is. Paul, you're wrong. You do need to speak your mind because this is what the show's about. I want to hear your mind. I'm not mad at you about you calling him a whiner. I want to know why you call him a whiner. You know what I mean?
I agree with Paul,
Alan,
by the way.
Alan, you shut the fuck up.
Whoa, see, that's why I'm a little hesitant to.
No, really, go. I want to hear it. That's why don't hesitate. I'm giving you an opportunity to talk.
There's a difference between being sensitive and emotional over things and acting like a little child. Okay.
I agree.
Okay, Christina, what do you think about that?
I think he was acting like a child because he decided to tell someone that Rachel was putting him up in a place. I think he was telling Andrew that was not his place to do, and she got upset. And yeah, she had every right to be upset, and then he stormed off and, like, threw a fit, and then he came back and cried about it. He could have just said, I'm sorry, but instead he whined and cried about it, and it was just like, because he was scared that she was probably going to turn on him, is what I was thinking, because she could. Hello, game, you know.
Yeah, right.
Christina.
And Paul, I just wanted to make a good point.
Oh, you told me you wanted me to talk.
No, my point is that I'm getting ready to rebel that because I'm with you guys. But, you know, if you sit up here and don't say nothing, we can't have a discussion. You know what I mean? And this is what the
right.
show is about. We need to have discussions about this stuff. I mean, this is what people – yeah, he was crying. He was a whiner. And he was scared.
I know.
He was scared that he was
going to go up on the clock. If you're sensitive because – and this is where I'm going to go with it. If he was sensitive because he was sorry and he wanted to apologize for something like he said to her and he got a little emotional, okay. But sitting there and crying about it, it's like, okay. You know, I mean, I can understand. Maybe he got no sleep and maybe he felt bad and it made him extra tired. But it's like, you know what I mean? I agree with Paul. He cried about it. You don't need to cry about it. You could just say, I'm sorry, and maybe a tear rolls out, but not boo-hoo-hoo-hoo, you know what I mean?
Let me ask you, Christina, you're a mom, and you have two small children. Did you see any similarities in the way he was behaving last night with the way you've seen your children behave?
Yes. You know,
okay,
and it's like, he was wrong. He could have, you know, just said, you know, I was wrong. We forgive me, you know, and if he got a slight emotional about it, then, okay, that shows he has a sense of society, showed he was wrong, okay, yeah, and move on. But, you know.
Okay, I have to break in because there's a good question in this chat room, and I love this question because I've been thinking this question. Okay, the question is, out of the two of them, which one is Jeff and which one is Jordan? If, you know, and you know what? It's so funny, it's opposite this season, I think. What do you guys think? And Ben, I know you don't watch the feeds, so I'm sorry you're totally out of this conversation.
No, I watch enough of it to realize that it's a good question, and I'll go with Brendan being Jordan. You know.
No, I mean, did you watch last night's see, last night, Brandon or whatever his name is, you know, he did have a, you know what, I'm, yeah, he maybe is a little bit like Jordan a little bit, but I think they're a little bit their own thing, and, but you know what, you know, tonight everyone thought it was going to be Rachel not in, on the show, that he was not going to be, the, you know, that he would be the brains of the
right.
function.
And everybody said that.
Do you think Rachel was,
I'm going to tell you from on the show to answer your question if I'm finishing your thought. I like when on the show tonight when Matt said, so who's making the decisions in this HOH? She goes, no one's making the decisions except Rachel. I'm making the decisions. It's my HOH. I think she's only discussing with Brendan to see what he thinks. Ultimately, she's going to make her own choice.
This is why Rachel...
She is not a Jordan.
This is why Rachel grew on me a little bit, because everybody was speculating that this was going to be Brendan's HOH. And
mm-hmm.
Rachel is absolutely in control of this. And, in fact, Brendan last night said, to Rachel, he said, so, do you think I've been making bad decisions? And instead of her saying, oh, no, honey, you're not making bad, she said, yes, I do think you're making bad decisions, Brendan. And then he got real whiny again and, oh, well, maybe you just better put me up and vote me off. And I thought, yes, do it. That would be great for us. That would, you would get further in the game if you put him up and got him out right now.
Did you not think that it was disrespectful to him a little bit, too, that she, I mean, and everything at all? I mean, I thought that was a little too harsh. Yeah, a little too harsh that, you know, he, to say that she, I'm just wondering, I mean, again, I mean, you know, did you not feel like it was a little too harsh? Maybe disrespectful is the wrong word to go, but do you feel like maybe she could have said that a little different? And that's one reason he was whining a little bit, because he got his... And I want to go back to this whining for one second. I'm a sensitive guy, if you guys haven't figured this out. I cry. I whine. I'll admit it. I'm a whiner. There's times I whine.
Oh, this is something... Excuse me for butting in, but this is something that has been an issue for me for the longest time. Is, and you can take it whatever way you want to, but... People talk, like on Big Brother or other shows, and say, I know I'm a bitch, but, you know, I'm just going to be real. I know I'm a whiner, but that's just me. If you know you have a flaw, if you're bitchy or you're a whiner, don't give yourself a pat on the back and say, well, it's just me. Try to change it. Try not to be bitchy.
How can, okay, see, I think this is the thing is, I, as fans of this show, we watch these guys 24/7 a day, and most of us that are, I believe, on the line, other than Ben, we watch at least probably more than, I know, normal people, you know what I mean?
Right.
I know, Christina, and I know you watch it a little bit, and, you know, you're off and on, but I know me and Paul watches
yeah,
it
I've
pretty
got
much.
Children.
Yeah, you got children. That's what, but you watch it a lot for even a children. You might not sit there on top of it, but when something happens, you know, or you flash back, don't you?
I don't flash back. I don't feel like it. I usually find out from other people. I flash
right,
back
I mean,
if it's important, you know, like, okay, if a big major fight or something happens. Go ahead.
My point
that.
Is that you
the
know
flashback,
what's going on.
I do use flashback, but it is really a difficult one to follow. Or to use this season, because if you flash back to a time and somebody says it happened at 1 p.m., well, on camera 1, it's at 1 p.m. On camera 2, which is the other feed, it's at 1:12. And camera 3,
oh, no.
I mean, the times are all screwed up. And it just takes too long to find the right time. So it slows me down. But I have watched some of the flashbacks, because when I have found when people start talking about things on the feeds, they sometimes get it wrong. Surprise, surprise.
And I think that's something else that I was I'll admit it, is I think people do get it wrong. And there's lots of people that put their personal opinions into what they say.
Yep.
And I'm noticing a lots of wishy-washy wishy-washy people, too, that watches. Like, one week they're one way, and then the other week they're the other way. So when they tweet, you know, or if they say something, you know, which way are they going this week? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's something else. You know?
Yeah, there's some flip-flopping going on as far as the way people feel about different house guests from one day to the next or 1 hour to the next, and that's just going to be a natural thing that happens over time. And that's why I let these people kind of – I give them time. I try to be patient with them. I didn't think that I would ever say I think that Rachel is a lot smarter – and playing a pretty good game. She really does seem to have a handle on it. If you sat and watched her conversation with Reagan, those two are, they really have their heads in the game, and they are a couple of intelligent people. When she puts on this giggly laughing thing and she's around Brendan and other people in the house and laughing, she sounds like really stupid, but when she really sits down and gets in an intelligent conversation, she does impress me at those times.
Right. I think I'm thinking about I'm thinking about – who was I thinking about? I lost my train of thought.
Wait. Did somebody interrupt you? Did somebody distract you? Guys, I think somebody distracted Christina.
Yeah, sorry.
Back?
Yeah, I'm back. It's okay. I agree with Paul with Reagan. It has his head in the game. I think Matt does. Andrew, one day I like him and I feel sorry for him, and the next day I'm just like, okay, nerd, hello, you need to go. You're weird. You know, I can't place my finger on, you know what I mean, on Andrew.
I'm sorry, Christina. I just
wrong
laughed.
Choice of words after Alan.
Well, I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at what Alan just posted.
Yeah, I was laughing at that. Actually, last night during the whole Rachel, you know, his talk and everything, I'll tell you what I told Paul. I go, Paul, Rachel needs to give this guy a blowjob right then. I'm like, the guy is overstressed. I'm like, he needs something to calm himself down. I mean,
he's pent up and stressed.
What?
He's pent up and stressed. I mean,
right.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. You have a girl you like and are attracted to that turned you on, laying on you with her boobs sticking out and rubbing your hair, and you're rubbing her hair, and your hand is cupping her breast, and you can't do anything about it. You know, the dude has to be like, you know what I mean? I mean,
I'll give him that. I can relate.
You know, and so I am just saying. He probably wants to, and maybe he needs to like take care of himself somewhere. Like Alan just said, he needs a release. I agree.
There is the HOH shower, right?
Wait,
yes,
how
there
about
is. There's no cameras that point directly in there.
He can't use it though, because he's a have-not.
Right, he's a have-not. But they.
Oh my God!
Later.
And last night when they had that hour-long penalty from their POV competition, and he had to stand in the stocks. I'm thinking he made a comment, oh boy, I can't wait for an endurance. I will be up there until my arm falls off. He was less than 20 minutes into that hour, and he was, again, complaining, whining.
Okay, who all are in the stocks? Is it
okay,
the
orange? Here's how it went. They had to.
I was confused.
They had to
That's
guess in the POV. Remember in BB10 when they had that water drop?
They had
in their mind figure out, I don't remember how long it was, a half hour, an hour, and then they said, okay, I think it's that time now. This was a similar type of competition where the participants in their mind had to figure out how long 1 hour was. And whoever was the closest to that 1 hour would be the winner. And Brittany was the closest. The next closest was Enzo. The other four were ranked. Lane was next. He got one day of an hour in the stockade, in the stocks. Brendan was the next closest. He's got 2 days of this. Monet was the third. She's got 3 days of what we saw last night, and Rachel has 4 days. So they have to spend 1 hour in those stocks for the number of days that they got, you know, penalized or whatever you want to call it.
And see, I turned off After Dark last night because I'm all, you know what, these people are boring, and I started falling asleep. And if I would have waited just a little bit longer, I would have seen something interesting.
But
yeah,
like,
because I'll be honest with you, it's kind of funny. You know, I keep the laptop next to me, and it was like,
Oh my God!
Wait, give me 1 second.
Ew! Come on.
I looked over to the left, and there sits them in the little starcades. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And I'm like, what the frick is happening there?
Yep.
So I sat there for about an hour watching it, and then they get out of there, and then they go up to the HOH, and that's when the whole drama is. I sat there and watched that, and I'm like, what is up with me? I'm sitting here in 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning, and watching this stupid show, and I had to be up at 7 to go somewhere. I'm like, okay, this is stupid. Why am I watching this?
Seriously, Ron, when you go to bed, turn them off.
I can't. This just won't happen. Somebody's going to have to...
I log out of my chat room. I turn off After Dark, and I go to sleep. I don't... There was one year where
you know
I
what
After
happens
Dark,
to me
and
some,
I dreamed of the Big Brother people, and I don't want to dream of them.
You know what happens to me sometimes
like
as well? As
I like
I'll have...
Go for it.
I'll have my Twitter... I've kind of closed the feeds down, and I'll still have Twitter up, and then I'll start seeing people tweet about what's going on, and I'm right back into the feeds again. So, yeah, you do have to really shut it down. But for Big Brother addicted feed watchers, you know that sure as shit, you're going to find out that you shut them off when something great happened. And,
you know, and all I have to do is get up in the morning and look at Twitter first and see what people tweeted about and
see
if it's worth something going to
watch. I don't like that. Plus, I watch television all the time in my bedroom, so it's just like watching television. You know, my television is running 24 hours. Not 24 hours, but, like, I mean, I'm the kind of guy that likes to sleep with the television on. So many times, it's just habit.
I got kids too, so I, you know, but, you know.
Different priorities. I got a question.
I've got to be asleep and awake in time.
I want to break for a second and do a couple things real quick before we move on.
Let me just ask a quick question. Are any of you people recording the live feeds, you know, like screen capture recording or DVR?
Yes. This is one issue with the new format that I'm trying to find the best way to record. I've recorded every season for the last 3 or 4. I even recorded all of Australia. And I think I got up to about 300 gigabytes of recordings from last. But this year's, it's kind of hard to choose a way to record it, so it's kind of hard for me to do that at this point.
Well, yeah, that's why I asked if you like if it's built into the program or if you have to use like a screen recording program to do it or something.
I can do it if I wanted to, but I really don't want to.
Somebody should do it. One of you should do
it. Check the Quirky guy.
Oh, okay.
But Quirky Dude is only putting up and is only allowed
to show itself.
Up is the CBS broadcast.
Right.
The Real Player streams, if you get caught sharing that with somebody or putting it up somewhere, they're all over your butt. It's big time. They'll cancel your subscription if they catch you doing that. So,
well, Well, I'm just thinking it's for personal use, you know, to
use,
be able to record
exactly.
it and then fast forward through like an hour of standing in a stockade.
Right. The issue that I'm having is that the Flash Player format that I'm recording right now often doesn't record correctly, and I have to fix it after I've done it to have that fast forward feature, and I'm still working on working those bugs out type of thing. Anyway, that's it, Ron. Go ahead.
Yeah, I really wanted to say something, and now I hope I don't forget. No, I'm just joking. There was a reason I wanted to take a break and everything. And gosh, Alan, I wish your phone wasn't dead. I wanted to personally thank whoever did it for Alan and Panther, giving them the tickets to go to the Vegas.
Yeah, I think that got to Alan when I was listening to Nikki's show.
Yeah, it did, and he was going to call in, and I was hoping he would do it tonight, but we'll do it sometime this week. They'll get an opportunity to do that. I just keep on watching Alan in the chat room, and I keep on wanting to say thank you to whoever did it. And also, I wanted to say that I got some new items up on eBay. Check them out. You can find a link at my shop area for right now. You know, I've been thinking about continuing the donations for not a Jeff and Jordan autograph this time. So tomorrow night, I'll announce something tomorrow night. Like, if you had already donated, like, in the past, I might give you each a ticket, like, all the tickets that I already have. And then and we'll put a new item up for people that want to donate. They can still have something to win, and you guys can still donate. You know, for people that couldn't donate last month, they can donate this month and at least win something, maybe have a chance to win something. So, hey, that's a good idea. But no, it's going to be probably a souvenir or something. I don't know what yet. So I'll let you guys know tomorrow night. Thinking
Comic-Con.
Autograph Shima.
Ew,
no.
Don't
take an autograph from me. No, I'm just joking. So
I'll take one.
So, yeah, I mean, so that's something to think about. Because all the donations does help me and everything. So take a look. I'm going to update my webpage this week. I've just been so busy. The RadRealityShow.com. And I'm going to make some new video games, too. If you guys haven't checked out those games, if you got, like, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, go play. You can go pop zits on Jerry. You can go beat up or beat Evil Dick in arm wrestling. You can go weightlift with Jesse. Or you can kiss Amanda, right, Paul? I know you like that one. Minnesota. So anyway, I gotta do one more thing, and if I don't do this, people would get mad at me. Hey, while I'm doing these plug things, don't forget to bid on Cowboy and get the bid up to $500 for he will wear a dress. And then if you get to $750, Alan has to wear a dress. But you can stop at around $999.
Nope.
Because that person that has to wear it at $1,000 don't really want to wear it. So don't bid that much. Don't
do it.
I want it like MLS.
Don't make me wear it.
Bid $1,500. That way you get the whole trifecta and Cowboy has to shave his head.
Oh, see.
No.
But see, I like that. And
no.
I want to...
Somebody out there has got $1,500. Somebody listening to the podcast got $1,500. Hey, if we all get together throwing $100 a piece, you know?
Don't do it to me, please.
We gotta do it.
Don't make me wear a dress. You guys don't like me. You guys want
Okay, Brendan.
I was waiting for Paul to say that, but
No, but it was me. I said it.
And I do want to say I'm not really sorry. I was just trying to get Paul to speak a little bit more and speak his mind because I do know where he was going with us, and I knew he was holding back, thinking that I would be upset with him. And, Paul, I'm sorry if I was a little harsh, but I wanted you to speak. You don't be afraid of speaking your mind. If you have an opinion, you know, and you guys could call in and speak your opinions too. You don't have to sit behind the chat, you know, key. The number is 347-237-5506. And
1-800 dial Ron.
But I do want to say sorry because I think I was a little harsh. But I was trying to tell you. You know,
I understand.
You know,
I got you now. I totally get it.
Okay.
We normally work these kind of things out on personal phone calls, but I totally understand, Ron. No need to apologize. I got it now.
Yeah, I got it now. I just wanted to show them. You know, and the thing about it is this season has been such a roller coaster ride, and really for me the biggest thing is with Big Brother this season, and I've noticed this I've noticed lots of flip floppers.
You
right.
You mean
person,
like people like your friends flip floppers or the house guests flip floppers?
A little of both. Mainly people on Twitter. Let's just say, yeah, I've noticed that one day they don't like one person, and then the next day they like this person, and then the next day it's like another person, and. And also,
I think it's so early in the game, no one can really pick someone. I think everybody hates Brittany and Monet, so that's just a consensus. I don't know.
Do they hate Monet? Wait, do they really hate Monet, or do they just I hadn't hated her till this show tonight.
I don't want to say hate because you don't know them well enough.
Yeah, I don't like the word either.
I dislike them watching them. I'll just put it that way. Don't want to listen to them. Don't want to watch them. You know, I think it's by her association of Britney, and she gets on the Britney train and just kind of chugs along with the Britney train. And Britney just wants to bring even some of the guys into the Britney train because she wants to be the center of attention.
I absolutely have seen a bit of a change in Monet's attitude or the way she approaches things since she's been getting closer to Britney. So I think Britney is rubbing off on her.
And I would love for people to tell Brittany when Monet goes home is to say, you're the reason she went home. And then I really hope Brittany doesn't win next. I mean, she really must not think that Rachel is smart. She goes, are you serious? She won. You know, and I'm just like, okay, she's smarter than you. And the words I could choose to say, I won't say live on the air in case anybody has children listening. You know what I mean? It's just like, okay, you know what? She's smarter than you by 5 or 10 times. No.
Oh, wait, you have children.
I have children listening in the vicinity.
They didn't hear me, did they?
They cannot hear you.
Oh, God. Because I did use one bad word, didn't I?
Yes, you did. And if for to know me, I won't cuss, and I probably won't cuss on air. I don't cuss unless I'm very mad. So it's just way I was raised, people.
No, but she thinks them because she just thought them.
I'll type them out, but I won't say them.
Yeah, same thing. What's in your mind? No, I'm just joking. I won't bash that because I was raised not to cuss either, but I once in a while do drop the F-bomb.
You don't want to know what's in my mind. You might just be, you would be blown away.
Yeah. See, that's what you know what they should do one season? They should all give them a hookup in their minds and let us, you know, hear their minds' thoughts, you know, in Big Brother. Wouldn't that be awesome? I'd like to know what they actually are really thinking.
That would be an awesome thing for anybody.
Exactly.
No, but I mean, Big Brother especially.
But would you really want to know what, like, say your friend is actually thinking? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, especially if it's a female that's hot. I mean, if they're thinking, hey, I like to jump their balls.
Yeah, but, so you know, it's so funny. I'm gonna promote a little show I watched just for a few seconds. Okay. True Blood, Sookie Stackhouse. She can read minds.
Oh.
And no. Wait. So she can hear people's thoughts. So 1 minute they might be saying, hey, yeah, it's nice to meet you, while she's hearing the guy think, hey, that chick has nice tits. I wonder if she's blonde down there, too. You know what I mean? So would you want, like, to hear someone say, hey, it's nice to meet you. Dude, I need to get away from this guy. He's a little bit crazy. You know what I mean? Not that you're crazy, but, you know, what if they were thinking that? Would you want to know?
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh.
Well, we all hope that we, you know, hear what they're truly thinking in the
exactly.
diary room. But as time has gone on in Big Brother history, I think we don't see as much truth in the DR as we used to.
I agree with, is that Lisa who said? She said, you boys need to get laid. That can happen in Vegas. See, there you go. And I'm the only female. I'm the female up here and having to listen to it, but at least I put up with it. Correct.
Jen, back at the perfect time. Yes, you did.
But that's okay. I don't mind. I think Ron, the only laying he's going to get is in his bed.
Uh-oh. Did we lose Ron at a very opportune time here?
And he looks like he's still in there.
Bueno, baby!
Bueno!
That's just funny. Oh, that did not bomb. Come on.
All right. You know, we've... Ron, you took your break, right? That was when you were talking about that stuff. But what we... Nobody has talked... They're coming
all
to
right.
take away, ha ha ho 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 ho,
no,
to the funny farm.
Here's the Wamblins. You know what? I just realized what who he makes me think of now, and I made a joke about this last
Amber?
Night. Yeah,
Amber?
Yeah. Did Amber come into the house?
Exactly.
Hey, weren't you gonna talk about relationships in the house?
That's what I was just going to bring up, that we haven't talked about Hayden and Kristen.
We got like 10 minutes, how, you know, how people form relationships and stuff. Weren't we going
to
talk about that?
No, that's what I was going to talk about. Plus, I wanted to talk about Hayden and Kristen. But I also wanted to talk about him. Yeah,
Ken and Barbie.
You know, one thing that I've noticed, and it kind of touched base a little bit on it, is that lots of people think it was fast relationship building between the two of them.
Sorry.
What?
I'm reading what Lisa said.
Yeah, I know.
That's good.
And I can see half of it. I don't get to see the whole thing.
That's cool. You go, girl. But where would you like to land? What part of you would you like to land?
Alan wants to land there, too? Okay, Alan.
Sorry, that's just funny.
See, wait. Okay. Oh man, we had 10 minutes. We had 9 minutes, and we got
quickly talk about how people form relationships. Go.
You
with
go
it.
For it. You start it. You go with it.
Me?
You know what
okay.
I'm talking about mine. Yeah. Yeah. Go for it.
I know it's on your. Yeah, I read your mind. I have a lock to your mind.
No, I told you. So
that's
start
true.
With it.
Okay. No, I think people. You were talking about people who. Go in on Brendan and Rachel and the others about how quickly they get lovey-dovey and close together and whatnot in the house. And it does make sense because they're in there 24/7. They're not away from each other. They have the time to form a loving relationship if that's what they believe it is. I mean, yeah, you can love someone in 3 days. You could take a couple weeks to love someone. It could take a month to love someone. It's all about the personal issues. I think they became really good friends because they had similar interests and similar qualities. So I think that it's like a real type relationship. There's other relationships that's happened in the house that have just been out of convenience for having them, and they tried it out and it didn't work. Like look at Jeff and Jordan, they're making it work and they were genuinely interested in each other. And I think Brendan and Rachel will be, although they gag people with some of their displays of affection. They're more affectionate than we've seen other people in the house be. Kristen and Hayden, I think, you know, I think they're starting off slow, and I think that's healthy. It's just their speed. And, you know, you can get to know someone if you talk to them for days and days and days on end. You can just get to know someone and know you like them or know you don't like them. And I can also see that, yeah, like Alan said, Rob and Amber. I think if you, like Brendan and Rachel, yeah, you're going to see them fight. They're with each other 24/7. They're talking to each other 24/7. They're people who just met. Yes, they might love each other, but they're also going to get irritated with each other as anybody else can. So that's my thought.
It's actually kind of my thought, too. And I made comments about how, you know, people that internet talk a lot,
yes.
You know, and what I mean by internet talk, I don't mean, like, just as friends, but, you know, you build a relationship with many people online, and many times it's because you talk to them for, like, every day for, like, a long
uh-huh.
time, and then you become friends with them, and they grow and everything. But, you know, you ever had that one that, you know, you talk for, like, a couple days with them, and then you kind of, like, starting to think about them when you're not around?
Right.
And that's how I think it is a little bit. You know, when you have access to a person all the time.
Ellen said,
yeah,
like,
I mean,
you and
yeah,
Corey.
Kind of like in the beginning with me and Corey, yeah, I do say we are best friends because we built a friendship right away, you know.
But is there anybody else you have in mind?
And there's lots of them, actually. I have a friend right now that I'm building a friendship with, even though it's not probably going to ever get to be more than just a friend, you know, I still have, you know, a good feeling for him, you know what I mean?
Right.
And and that's because I talk to him almost 24 hours a day, off and on, you know. I mean it's not like 24 hours a day.
I love you too, Ron.
Aww.
Oh, goodness.
I have no idea who he's talking about, but that's okay.
No, but it is
Liar.
True in the Big Brother house. I mean, if you think about it this way, you meet a girl at a bar, let's say, you get phone numbers, you ask her out on a date. The date lasts, you know, 3 hours. You go home, you make talk to her on the phone, but then you don't see her again for, you know, a week, and then you go out for another 4 hours. These people are bunching up that time frame or that timeline in the house multiple times, and in the real world, this, you know, in the outside world, that relationship may take, you know, a month to really, you know, get deeper. In Big Brother, it could happen in 3-4 days.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm tired of the chat room telling me I'm talking too fast. I'm just pointing that out. That's okay.
Who said you're talking too fast?
I missed that.
The chat room tells me I'm talking too fast.
Not in our chat room.
Yes, it does.
Where?
I just typed, I know too, and then I put LOL after it, and it told me I was talking too fast.
Because you went right away?
Oh, you mean the Blog Talk chat?
Yes.
Oh,
you got a pop-up window?
Yes, dear.
Oh, I thought you were yelling at our chatters.
No.
Shame on
anyway,
you.
Okay, anyway, go. Yeah, so I agree with Paul. And, you know,
well,
I
thought you were actually thinking you were talking. Yeah, blah,
no,
blah, 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 blah.
I do talk. I'm trying to talk fast because, you know, we only have like
3 minutes.
2 minutes.
Less.
2 minutes.
But
I'm going to
no, I mean,
on in for the last minute.
But, you know, you could develop relationships with people. I mean, and to tell you guys all the truth, like, I'll tell you a quick little story. I became friends with a guy that I only chatted with online. And then I went and met him 2 days later. And then we started dating. And we dated for 6 months. And then he broke up with me. But through that, I met my husband. So there was a way, there was a reason, you know. I met many people online. I'm a social person.
Butterfly.
You know, and I love my friends, you know. So, go ahead. What were you saying?
We love you. We love you too.
Thank you.
Whoever
that
anyways,
was that Ben?
I do want to talk. We didn't talk about it, but I want to save that for tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time when Michelle will be with us, because I do want to talk about Kristen.
Okay.
With her and Hayden, because I'm seeing their friendship, those guys' friendship. You know, like I said, you can like both showmances, but or you can like both of them. You know, both. You know, you don't have to like just one. And I kind of like what you know they're doing. You know what I mean? The slowness. I love their late night chats. You know, it made me think of Michelle and Jesse a little bit. Their late night chats. You know.
I wonder though if they're the two that know each other.
No, they don't. There's nobody that. No, let me. I don't know. There could be. I really doubt that there's anybody that knows each other. But I can absolutely tell you with a certainty that Kristen and Hayden do not know each other, except in the Big Brother house.
You think so?
I absolutely do. I've pointed people back to the flashback of their really first conversation, and people haven't really watched it, apparently. But
I agree. I think there might be somebody that still knows each other, but it's not those two.
Absolutely right. Not.
And somebody's telling me I should tell who I was talking about, but I won't tell because I think it's best not to say right now. Maybe, you know, but
Rachel,
hey, let's say goodnight. Tomorrow's 7 p.m.
Good night, all.
And there's a reason why I want to say goodnight right now, because here's why.